Reproductive choice advocates were able to breathe a rare sigh of relief on November 8th when the unlikely battleground of Mississippi tilted in their favor. At issue was fetal personhood, an extreme movement from the far-right fringes that, on its surface, would guarantee the same rights to fertilize egg as it does to the woman charged with carrying that egg to birth. The implications of Amendment 26 were dire: a freeze on in vitro fertilization, a ban on some forms of birth control, a litigious leap into the sad world of miscarriages, and a one-way ticket to challenging Roe v. Wade. But one victory, or even three — the personhood movement has already failed twice in Colorado — is no reason for Floridians to get complacent. As we speak, churches affiliated with Personhood Florida are urging their flocks to join a petition drive so that we too might share in the controversy and confusion of an amendment measure on next year's ballot. They might not seem bright. After all, these are the science-hating creationists who have only recently discovered such medical terminology as abortifacient, but nor are they any longer relegated to the political sidelines. Among the 20,000 signatures already gathered in Florida is that of Senate President Mike Haradopoulos. It doesn't get much more mainstream than that. So before we consider applying personhood to yet another inanimate object, like, say, the corporations now treated as people thanks to last year's Citizens United decision, maybe it's time we stand up for the people who are already living, breathing, and suffering in real time. It only makes sense.